I wanted to add a bit of a further discussion of the Sheish Mitzvos Tmidios that takes up a lot of the Be'er Halacha on the first two pages, the first two Amudim in the Mishnah Berurah. First, there is the mitzvah of Emunah in Hashem, but that mitzvah is not just to believe that Hashem exists and that He made the world, but rather that Hashem also governs world events. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Part of the mitzvah of Emunah in Hashem is to believe that He governs the affairs of the world. He's running the show. And indeed, there's a plan for history. The Smak actually says that part of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is to believe that Hashem will ultimately bring the Mashiach. So He has a plan for all of world history. So that's the mitzvah of Emunah in Hashem. Not just Hashem exists, Hashem made the world, but Hashem also governs the world events. Then there's the mitzvah of Lo Yelecha. We understand that there's no other force in the world to rely on. There's no other force that has any power. If a person wants to succeed in this world, he has to just do what Hashem says, based on his emunah in Hashem. And there's no other force aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of L'yachado, the mitzvah of Shema, so the fullest pshat is that that's the asay, the flip side of Lo Yelecha. That there's a specific mitzvah to believe only in Hashem. Hashem is the only force in the world, the only power in the world. And, you know, no partners or anything like that. That's the mitzvah saseh. And we're supposed to actively, and that's what we're declaring when we say Shema. That there is one source. That there is one source for everything. But now there's a deeper idea that Hashem Echad doesn't just mean there's one God, but it means that really Hashem is the only real existence in the world. Everything in the world emanates directly from Hashem. This is the mashal they give is as follows. Let's say a person says, I want you to think about a red car. So now the red car is in your mind. Your imagination, if I say think about a red car, I've now planted the thought of a red car in your mind. So that's what Hashem does. Hashem, Kav Yochel, has a thought, and that plants these thoughts, that plants a reality in the world. When a person says, think about a red car, it plants a thought in your mind. When Hashem says, think about something, it creates what to us is the reality of that car out in the world. But everything else is just a manifestation of Hashem's will. That's a deeper explanation of what it means, Hashem Echad. The simple pshat is Hashem Echad means there's only one force out there in the world. This is the asay, that's the flip side of the lo ta'asay of lo yelecha. But the deeper idea is in a sense Hashem is all that exists. We are in a sense all part of Hashem's imagination. Oh. The fourth mitzvah is Avas Hashem, to love Hashem. And the idea is a person is supposed to contemplate Hashem's greatness, Hashem's infinite wisdom. And when you recognize just how great Hashem is, it creates a tremendous desire to get close to Him, to want to be close to Him. Where do you see Hashem's infinite wisdom? So, some Sfarim talk about in the Torah. That's what the Chofetz Chaim mentions here. The Rambam says, by Limud Torah, the Torah, you see the beautiful infinite wisdom in the Torah itself. Another way which Sfarim talk about is through the wisdom of nature. A person thinks about the beauty of the natural world And everything blends together perfectly. Everything fits together perfectly. Then one develops a greater appreciation and a greater love for Hashem through seeing Hashem's greatness within the natural world. The Chovos HaLevavos spoke about this. And the more and more we learn, we discover secrets of science, we see the depth and the depth and the depth of Hashem's wisdom that's reflected in the natural world. And this creates a love for Hashem. One wants to get close to greatness. A third angle of Avas Hashem is to appreciate all that Hashem gives to us. Hashem gives us everything. Everything. He gives us our lives. He gives us our eyesight. Hashem gives us everything. And therefore, we thank Him and we love Him for everything that He gives us. Everything. We owe everything and everything to Hashem. And that generates a tremendous love for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should spend time thinking about specific things to thank Hashem for. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal would say, choose one thing to focus on in Modim. Choose one thing. For that whole week, when you bow at Modim, thank Hashem for that thing and for everything else. This will help a person achieve Avas Hashem, thanking Hashem for all the gifts that He gives us. He gives us a lot of gifts. A person woke up in the morning. That's a gift. A person's eyes are working. That's a gift. A person is able to walk. That's a gift. The list goes on and on and on. We say brachos about these things, but indeed we're supposed to focus on them. Then there's the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, to recognize that there's an accounting for everything that we do. The Chinuch says, Shenira bias oncho, we must fear Hashem's punishment, so that we shouldn't sin. There are consequences to our actions, and that's what Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem is. And the sixth mitzvah is Lo Sasuru. A person is not supposed to contemplate any thoughts of apikorsis. If a thought of apikorsis heresy comes to one's head, he should try to get rid of it right away. Don't focus on it. Don't think about it. And a person should not follow his eyes and follow the temptations of the world. A person shouldn't look at things he's not supposed to look at. A person's mind should be clear from these distractions and clear in order to focus on Hashem. These six mitzvos should reflect the attitude that a Jew should have at all times. Every minute a person thinks about any one of these mitzvos is a mitzvah, and these mitzvos should just be part of our thinking as we go through our day, that they're a given in our lives, these six constant mitzvos. This fine point out there are really more than six. There are other things that a Jew can fulfill at all times. One famous example is mentioned in the writings of the Chassam Sofer on the Chumash, and that's the mitzvah of serving Hashem b'simcha. When a person recognizes he's Jewish, he has a Torah, he has a chance to serve Hashem. A person's a special servant of Hashem. That should bring him to a special, tremendous simcha. What a chus it is to be able to serve Hashem. Wherever a Jew is, he's like in the palace of the king. Tremendous, tremendous simcha. And a Jew is supposed to serve Hashem b'simcha. There's a famous discussion. What's the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy fulfills? The first mitzvah d'oraisa. So some say, well, you say Shema at night, at Maariv. And another answer could be the Sheish mitzvahs t'midios. So the Chassam Sofer says, the mitzvah of serving Hashem b'simcha. As a person becomes bar mitzvah, what a simcha that I have a chance to serve Hashem. And that's the mitzvah of simcha. It's interesting. One good way to sort of naturally fulfill a lot of these mitzvos t'midios is by praising Hashem and thanking Hashem for whatever He gives us. Constantly praising Hashem. When you praise Hashem for things, obviously, that strengthens your emunah. You're talking to Hashem. That's your belief in Hashem. When you're thanking Hashem for things, you're expressing that Hashem actually runs the world, and He's the one who's giving you all the things that you have. Praising Hashem certainly helps you achieve Avas Hashem. You focus on all the things that Hashem gives you. Praising Hashem certainly brings you to a greater simcha. So one practical way to automatically fulfill some of these Sheish Mitzvos Tmidios is thinking about specific things to praise Hashem for. It's a very, very good idea. Again, one way is the Hashem and the beauty of, in the greatness of Torah. Praise Hashem for the Torah that He gave us, the beautiful Torah. Also, to praise Hashem for all the gifts He's given us, the gifts in nature. You have fruit. Fruit have beautiful color. Why do fruit have beautiful color? The answer is Hashem wants us to enjoy the fruit more. When something has a good color, it tastes better. When you bite into the fruit, the color is in your mind, and you enjoy the fruit more because of the beautiful color. That's one of the reasons why Hashem gave fruit color. So when a person is about to eat a fruit, say, thank you, Hashem, for the beautiful color as well. Peaches have blush on them. Why? Why is there blush on peaches? So they look good, so we can enjoy them even more. Oranges have a nice orange color. Why? So you enjoy it more as you bite into it. The Sfarim say, this is the pshat in benching, when we say, b'chein, b'chesed uv'rachamim. Hashem provides us with our food, b'chein, with grace, with a smile. What's the idea? Hashem could have given us pills. A white breakfast pill, a gray lunch pill, and a black dinner pill. We would have survived with the nutrients from these pills, but no. Hashem gives us fruit that look good also and tastes good. So we're supposed to thank Hashem for that as well. A person gets in the habit of praising Hashem. It's a natural way to fulfill some of the mitzvos tmidios.